So Mo, what are we talking about this evening?
Oh my God.
What are we gonna talk about?
Mo, hello. What are we gonna talk about tonight?
Hey guys, it's Mo.
What are we gonna talk about?
Mo, hello. What are we gonna talk about tonight?
Hey guys, it's Mo.
What are we gonna talk about?
Mo, hello. What are we gonna talk about tonight?
Hey guys, it's Mo. Hey, what's up? It's Mo. You're now listening to Mo About Nothing. Get into it.
And I'm very fun. Wink, wink.
You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, I guess I think I know what you mean.
Oh, you know what I mean.
I mean, obviously, I have some sense of what you mean.
I'm telling you to masturbate.
Oh, okay. All right.
God, I died. D-I-E died.
Drink it.
That was the best.
Oh boy, we really need some more gas here tonight. Have you seen this dude here with these damn, when he's talking about, he been on Ellen and everything, but he makes me laugh.
No.
Talking about, you never seen this?
No. Oh, yes, I've seen it, yes. I saw this.
What's a roux? I ain't never heard of that. Okay, I do like milk in my mac and cheese. It makes it really creamy. Oh, girl, you just dropped that whisk in that pie. Oh, that's unsanitary. I don't know if I can eat after her. Wait, did she just put mustard in this? Y'all love y'all some salt and pepper, Jesus. What? Girl, that is not a thing. Who says they don't want to see their pepper in their food? Child, pepper is pepper. Oh, we put Gruyere and cheddar in this? What's a bougie mac and cheese? I'm going to have to make this because I'm bougie. Let's add to it our mac, the pasta. Why is she over there dancing? Lord, I hate people that sing and dance every time they do something. Girl, just put the damn pasta in there. Oh, that looks so good. Hold on, what are y'all doing? Oh! Don't you put them Brussels sprouts and squash in there? Ho! Oh, this is a disgrace. I don't even like vegetables in my chicken Alfredo. Oh, what happened to the black lady? Black lady, come back. Come back and fix this. Oh, what is that? When did white people start locking cornbread all of a sudden? That's a black person thing, I thought. Oh. Oh, Jesus. Y'all didn't even put it in the oven.
Did you see? Wait. That's one thing that I am having enough of is white people just white be white people in, like white the cooking. In. The cooking has got to stop. White, you, the redesign. Like I'm all for like using healthier ingredients as far as making the mac and cheese. Maybe you don't want to use regular milk. Maybe you want to use something else. Maybe you want to use vegan cheese. Mm-mm. Maybe you want to use something else. But stop. Don't tell me you putting Dijon mustard in there for a little kick. We ain't never needed no little kick.
No.
Grandma has always made it the same way.
When I do the sliders, though, that's you use Dijon mustard. And it's the stuff you put on top.
Okay. Well, that's different than
macaroni. But it's a slider. Yeah, it's a slider.
Yeah, it's not a macaroni and cheese dish.
Yeah.
It's not a pan of macaroni and cheese. Okay.
Oh, that shit was hilarious.
I'm trying to find stop. And then you had the audacity to put some fake sauteed Brussels sprouts and carrots in there.
Yes, yeah.
Then mixed it in. And then you wanted to put dressing on top. And the dressing looked dry as fuck. It looked like it wasn't even done, really, to be honest. It looked like they just rolled it like this.
Right.
Lime Jello.
This the one I put on my damn IG.
What's this? What they making?
Look at them.
Cream cheese.
No, already yes or no.
Is this a cheesecake?
It's a no.
Thought this was a salad. Where the greens at? Oh, y'all just calling this a salad because it's green. Oh, okay, I get it.
Okay, but they cutting up tomatoes.
Those cherries.
No.
Ooh,
can you?
Crushed pineapple.
Can you rewind this?
Ooh, child, this
because I feel like they said cherry tomatoes. Seven okay, Up soda.
So Seven Up. Main ingredient. Ooh, child, that look like some phlegm up in somebody's throat.
It do.
It's nasty.
It look like some phlegm.
Cream cheese. Wait, is this a cheesecake? Thought this was a salad. Where the greens at?
Cheers.
Oh, oh my God. Oh, I thought it said cherry tomatoes. I was so mad.
It's green. Oh, okay. I get it. Okay, cherries. You're going to put the cherries in the pot. Mix
I hate marshmallow cherries.
Ooh. Crushed pineapple. Ooh, child. This look like a stomach ache waiting to happen.
Cool whip.
Oh, that must be for the frosting.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
No.
No, y'all not put mayonnaise. No. No. You mix this stuff all together. Oh, no. Jesus, mayonnaise. Take the wheel. Oh, look at that mess. That is the ugliest concoction I've ever seen. It's a mother thing. Oh, baby, I'm calling Child Protective Services. You better not feed no kids no mess looking like that. Y'all done lost your mind.
It's absolutely a mother thing you not. Wouldn't understand. You damn right.
This nigga so
Black
funny.
Mothers wouldn't understand.
This nigga been on Ellen everywhere.
Because I'm just trying to figure out how in the fuck
oh
you
God.
Could all that shit was sweet, and then you had the audacity with mayonnaise.
That shit is crazy shit.
So, mayonnaise?
Yeah. Why you put mayonnaise in that shit?
Mayonnaise. And I knew as soon as I saw that white hand, oh, I knew it was going to be some fuck shit. As soon as I saw that white hand on the spatula, I knew
well,
it was
you know
going
to be some
fuck shit.
It's time. It's time.
You know it's time to get these recipes. I'm calling the police.
I'm walking home.
They're talking
from
about
work.
Child Protective Services. Yes. I'm calling the police.
So at the job, you get ready. Believe me, everybody has cats. Do not eat food.
Yo,
work.
Listen.
I can't do it.
Circling back, before I go to another recipe that I saw today that I just don't understand what the fuck is going on. But okay, so, you know, I missed my whole podcast, but this Halloween, I took the kids out. And now we live in, like, not a bougie neighborhood, but now the neighborhood we got, they have a lot of people that just, like, are out,
yeah.
Right? And so they really are out and about with the neighbors. We going trick-or-treating, and some lady pulls us over on the side of the road talking about, hey, in the cul-de-sac down there, they have snacks and all that. Like, you run us down just to make sure we stop at this cul-de-sac. Okay, yeah. Okay, we going, girl. We
okay.
Going. So then, it was a white lady, so you already know I was skeptical. I was like, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So we went down there, and they had, like, lawn chairs set up in the middle of the cul-de-sac. They had blockades, like, so people can't drive through there. They had the big projector screen out, so they was playing, like, original Halloween movies.
Oh, they've been playing this forever, huh?
They had a snack table full of snacks, okay? Cheese balls, fucking hot, a quadrant. What's it called? A cauldron? A cauldron?
A cauldron.
A cauldron where that she was brewing hot chocolate.
No.
Okay, Rice Krispie treats and shit. Just all types of things that they were homemade, okay? Outside in the middle of October, just outside with the air hitting it, okay? So you already know the cheese bob was looking kind of dry.
Yeah.
She handled it. I smacked the shit out of my son's hand when he reached for that damn Rice Krispie treat.
That she cooked in her kitchen.
Talking about, do you want some? We have all types of treats. The hot chocolate. She said, who's going to hold it? It's really hot. I said, I'll hold it. I got it. Thanks. They wanted it. Bitch, don't you know, as soon as we put it on that corner, I threw that cup straight, poured it in the grass, and threw the cup away. What? No,
a cup of hot chocolate.
It was three. They gave all the kids a cup of hot chocolate. I threw it all away. Poured it all out. They started crying. Throwing the candy away.
The babies started crying.
Yeah, everybody started crying because it was kind of like, yo, I will make y'all some hot chocolate when we go home.
Yeah. Nigga, we go to Starbucks with hot chocolate. We ain't even get
You didn't even know
here.
If they cleaned the cauldron out. You don't know what they used to clean that out. I don't trust none of these motherfuckers out here. A lot of candy they got this year in the neighborhood was homemade. Like a lot.
What the fuck you talking about homemade?
They had, like, they made brownies, they made, and put them in, like, little Ziploc bags as part of the candy they was giving out treats. They
don't
made,
no
like,
folks don't trust
homemade,
that shit.
Homemade taffies and shit like that. Nigga, I went through all their bags and threw away every motherfucking thing. Their bags was empty by the time I was done with it. They had a lot of, like, store-bought candy, but it was a lot of homemade shit. And I was confused. Like, I ain't never got that much homemade shit in my life.
Yeah.
No, and I had to have the sit-down talk with them. Like, the sit-down talk about you can't eat everybody's food. Cooking,
yeah.
Like, yeah. If you don't know them, don't eat it. Mm. Shit. And then, so you gonna ask me, why not? Bitch, do you know?
Who said
the oldest one.
Okay.
Do you know? My son just said, okay. The one that asks a lot of questions. Do you? Oh, why not? Because do you know was she clean? Do you know she got a cat? Do you know she wash her hands before she make your food? No. Exactly. Those are the things you have to think about. I'm sorry. This is a tough world, but I'm starting you off.
Right.
Like, this is the real world now. We don't, you old enough to understand that you don't eat everybody's food. Right. Okay? Now.
Tell us why. Nigga, eat it.
Because I said,
you know
so.
What? My, I'd be like, my
because
kids
he got an attitude when I was throwing away brown. Because he came in talking like, can we eat some of the candy? Yeah, came in with the brownie. Can we eat this? I smacked that shit out of his hand. No. You better not open your mouth to put this in your mouth. What's going on? Tired of this. Ugh, nasty. I'm so fucking pissed off. I was like, no. Because ain't nobody taught them yet. I'm the first person teaching these motherfuckers that they can't eat everybody's food.
Yes, you are.
They like 9 and 10. I'm confused.
Yeah. All they see is this is our time. This is our holiday, mama.
Yeah.
This is for us to enjoy. And you around here trying to, you don't tell us on our holiday what to do.
Whatever. My son already knew because I was like, yo, you're not eating this shit. Okay. Give me a Reese cup.
I like the package stuff anyway. I like the smell of it when it comes out of the package.
He likes Reese cups anyway, so that was it. That's fine. He swindled. I don't know what he got, but he bamboozled his way into getting a whole lot of fucking candy. He got like a bucket full still of candy. And I'm confused.
When I was growing up, and we were 7 in Venice, so we weren't supposed to be out there trick or treating anyway. When I used to live in the city, me and my brother didn't have no, we even were dressed up at all. Mom and them didn't buy us no clothes, no dress up clothes. So we just went next to our neighbor on both sides of our house, got as much candy as we could, and just came back home before they knew anything. It was sad.
That is sad. Yeah. That's horrible.
Couldn't dress up. You know, that's the devil's work, the devil's day, all that bullshit.
Is it the devil's day?
No, I think it's just a
really, to be honest, fuck it. If y'all don't want to talk about Halloween because it's pagan holidays, then y'all need to sit the fuck down for Thanksgiving. Y'all need to sit the fuck down for Christmas. Y'all need to sit the fuck down for all these other holidays that y'all want to celebrate and holler about the Halloween. I'd be tired of hearing that. We don't celebrate. They the first ones talking about we don't celebrate Halloween. But I'd be like, okay, but you want me to be all excited for Thanksgiving?
Right.
Shit, nigga. What? Everybody died on that day, too.
Nigga, doing Thanksgiving, we was being slaves, goddammit.
We were slaves. No, we weren't even slaves.
Oh, we were slaves the whole time.
We were slaves then. We were slaves then. Yeah. I'm just going to say yes.
Lives of slavery.
Okay. Yeah. And Native Americans were being slaughtered at the same time. So
fucking, anyway, let me stop.
Right. Just like, you know what I'm saying? Like Christmas. I don't know about Christmas. Everybody's talking about the Bible and Jesus and all that. Who wrote it?
You know, I saw today that
who was told?
Do you know what the fastest growing religion is today? I saw this today and I was
Muslim.
Like, wow. The fastest.
Jew. Muslim.
The fast. Nope.
Hindu.
Nope.
It's not Christianity.
It's no religion. That's the fastest growing one.
That's not hard to understand. I can see why.
Wow. Like no religion is the fastest growing religion.
I mean, I can see why. I can see why to an extent. Like I can really understand why. These people just, religion has turned into something that has become such a like a
cliche.
Yeah, and am I right to say a commodity? Is that what I'm saying? Like, is that what I'm saying?
It is a commodity because it's like, first of all, if you're a Christian and you're white and you go to church all the time, people automatically think you dumb. They automatically think you got a shotgun, got guns. They automatically think you just love America. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a cliche that if you black and you're a Baptist, they automatically think you can cook. You know what I'm saying? They automatically
think you stay in church all day.
You stay in church all day. Sunday. They automatically think you know, your husband at home watching football while you at church. You know what I'm saying? It's just little cliches that come up with different religions. I'm like, I can't do it.
And if you black and you not a Baptist, then your family automatically thinks you worshiping the devil.
I wouldn't say worship the devil. I don't think they just, oh,
they just pray be like, uh-uh,
they all feel sorry for you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
if you don't know Jesus, you don't know nothing in your life. I'd be like, do you know more than 2 Bible verses? Because it's the same one, Psalms 100 and what?
I guarantee you, I can look. I think I used to do this back in the day when I used to go to church. just say numbers and chapters and you know.
In Leviticus 32:8, the Lord said.
And nobody gonna
and
know.
And they be like, "Was the
preach
Lord
child, preach child? They gonna check you because they don't know.
They are. They have. Was Jesus even in the book of Leviticus? Did he appear?
Yeah, right.
Is this the New Testament or the Old Testament? What happened?
Because you know, in the Old Testament it was only God and Jesus didn't exist in. Like, wait, but he was the. You know, he's the trifecta. The trifecta, the Trinity, the trophy,
the Trinity and the trophy. with Shadrach.
Yeah, Shadrach. There's five. There's four people in the file. Like what?
It's four people.
There's four men that we know. There's three Hebrew boys, but there's one more. Is that an angel?
Jesus in there? What happened?
No, Jesus ain't here yet. That's an angel.
They was dancing. Yeah. Then how the story goes, they was dancing and worshiping in the fire.
No, they weren't dancing.
They were just standing in there.
Yeah. Like, more like there was a doorway and the sun was coming through and people thought that it was on fire, but it really wasn't.
That's what you thought? Okay.
Daniel and the lions then down there. You know, he down there with some lions and they ain't even hungry.
Abraham,
you know, put his son up on the. Wasn't nobody up there to say he did it or not.
Oh my God! Stop. What was his son's name? Solomon. That was
Solomon. Elijah. Oh, we going to hell? All right. So moving on.
That wasn't Abraham's son's name. It was Elijah.
Oh my God.
Was it?
He had two sons.
Okay, what was the one he was about to sacrifice?
Elijah. And what's the other one? Elisha.
No, stop.
And to the Google.
Elijah and Elisha?
How many people
in the Bible is named Abraham?
Abraham's sons.
Huh? How many people?
Shit, I'm wrong as shit.
You are wrong as shit, because I thought Abraham's sons was fucking. Was that Abraham?
Damn, I'm going to cut that out. I'm like a dummy right now. I forgot half this shit. Isaac. Was his son? Who is Elijah and Elijah? Who,
not Abraham's sons. Elijah and
Father
Elisha.
Abraham and many sons. And many sons have Father Abraham. I was one of them, and so are you. So let's praise the Lord.
Isaac, Ishmael. What's this? Midian, son of Abraham. Josh.
That ain't Josh.
This is Jackson. That's Jackson?
Jackson.
Jackson.
If you're nasty. Wait a minute, I got to know this. I'm sorry. Elijah and Elisha were
brothers. Look. How were Elisha and Elijah different?
Elisha was on a Shaphut and Elijah. What the hell? Why did I get? What the fuck?
He became a disciple of Elijah.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Now it comes. Now I know. Now Elijah was a disciple, and then he died, and then Elijah was the one after him. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. This is all useless knowledge because I ain't been to church in
obviously
a long time,
because
and I would have got that wrong in Bible Bowl because we used to go to Bible Bowl back in the day.
You know what? Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
So. Anyway, that was our Bible moment.
Dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, so to speak. Now let's talk about
Dump.
What's those dudes' names?
Who?
Up in Utah. Mormons. So there's Mormon.
No. Bye. Bye. I'm talking about the folks
over there on Roswell Road? I want to go in there so bad.
Just to look around. Scientology Center?
Yes. I just want to go in and look around.
So you can get fucking
leave some feet and somebody jump on me.
Ooh, I want some chicken tenders. What is this? Oh, some barbecue tenders. That look good.
Let me tell you.
I want some barbecue chicken tenders.
So there's going to be a contest, finally, at this cabin. It's going to be $1 million BT against Deviant Zealot. Cooking contest.
What y'all cooking?
I'm going to show you my choices of what I'm going to cook.
Go ahead. Show me choices.
So we're doing appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing main courses. And we're going to do a dessert.
Damn.
Yeah. Each. So for my appetizer.
I'm going to be full as fuck.
You going to the cabin now?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
So for my appetizer, I'm thinking of doing these.
Okay, General Tso's chicken rolls. Oh, they just put too much sauce on there.
Yeah, so this is
not the music.
Salt.
I hate when they say salt to taste.
I got my own.
I hate when they say salt to taste, because how can I taste that on a raw chicken?
Right, right. I'm not gonna put snap peas in. I don't like that. I'm not gonna put carrots in. I don't like that. Okay. I may put something else in there.
Yeah. Okay.
Roll that up. Roll that up.
Then what you do? Chill it.
Yeah, you do like 4 or 5 of those. Sesame oil.
I can see. You don't have to show me the whole thing.
Everyone's not.
You don't have to show me the whole thing. You can just tell me what you're cooking. Yeah. Oh.
I got my own sauce too.
Okay, that's fine.
But the cornstarch, there you know, just frying it and boom, 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 cutting it up. Look at that. And then you put the sauce around that.
That's too much sauce. Look at this. She just put the sauce all over that fucking shit.
So that's that.
Okay.
And.
Hold on, where they got these at as a part of a restaurant menu anyway? That's what I need to look at. Where they got some chicken rolls? Because I need.
They look good though, don't they?
Yeah.
For an appetizer.
Yeah.
Tasty. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it's gonna be. Oh yeah, for dessert.
Nigga, y'all gonna be doing all this? Damn, y'all gonna be cooking.
Look at that. I'm taking some. So you take it's yum yum donut twist bread pudding.
Uh huh. I see.
What they do is they put donuts in it. They cut donuts up. Put buttermilk in it. Look at that. So,
double cream.
Yeah. Eggs. They put all that shit inside the donuts. I'm going to buy some fresh Krispy Kreme donuts.
You know what? That's going to be me.
Krispy Kreme donuts in that right there?
Strawberry jam?
I'm not doing that.
Don't do it.
I'm not doing that. Nope.
Oh, they made a double decker.
Yeah, I may do some frosting or something in there. I don't want it to be too sweet.
So you don't want to be too sweet.
It's going to be sweet anyway.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet as fuck. Krispy Kreme donut.
Look at that. I may do crullers or something like that. Tell me that ain't going to be nice.
Yeah, that might be good.
And with some ice cream. I looked up some, I ain't going to do that. But
I think I'm going to cook that when I go. Cook that some donut and bread pudding.
Yeah, I got, you know, domesticated around this bitch.
I guess. I mean, but you've always cooked, so.
Yeah, I had to pull back a little bit.
Yeah, you know what? I don't cook like that.
You just don't see a video and be like, that'd be good to try.
Yeah, I do, but I don't be feeling like going out to buy the ingredients. And I have to be in a real mood to cook, like a real mood.
Yeah.
Cooking is so exhausting for me.
Yeah, but see, I like.
Some people just love it, and it's their safe zone, their comfort zone, and they turn the music you know what and makes cook. It, you I know, can't do it. I have to I literally even. Be in a mood in order for me to cook something or try. Cooking takes a lot of time and a lot of, a lot of precision. I just really be like eyeballing shit and hope that it turns out good.
If I can make it once the way that they show you how to make it, then after that I can do it any kind of way. Mm-mm. Yeah. But
I be getting discouraged sometimes if it don't come out the way that I want it to come out. So then I just be like, fuck it.
What fucks me up is I go to the grocery store and I spend $70.
On 5 ingredients.
No, on food. And then I get home and I be like, I don't feel like cooking.
Let me go out to eat.
And I spend 40, I order food,
yep.
$40 to $50. Yep. I'm like, what the fuck did
that I do? I do that too. I would spend literally, because you know I got like a whole lot of people in my house, so.
Yeah.
Kids, they eat lunch, they eat breakfast, they got to eat dinner, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes I have to cook because it's dinner.
It's more economical.
It's economical to cook.
Just to put some spaghetti in the microwave.
Yep.
In the microwave.
Yep. Put some spaghetti in the microwave. I mean, you want to put the spaghetti in the microwave, not the fucking meat. I want to heat it, not cook it.
That's what I meant.
You got to stop with that cooking that spaghetti, that browning the meat in the microwave while she's laying in the bed. I think if I ever got to that's rock bottom. If I ever got to that point where I had my legs propped up in the bed while some meat was browning in the microwave.
That's disgusting.
Really? I'd rather just not cook.
Yeah.
Wait.
Does that look good to you?
Wait, listen. How would you feel if you came home and dinner wasn't made for you?
I don't expect them to be made for me when I get home.
Like when you were married, did you expect it?
No. Not as a wife. Not me, no. Because when I got married, she couldn't cook. And I used to have hot sauce on ranch dressing on everything because she didn't know how to cook. And then she started cooking fucking what's the beef in the box? The box with the noodles and shit. Hamburger Helper. So Hamburger Helper helped out a lot because she followed the directions on how to Hamburger Helper. And then she started mixing, like, there's different flavors of Hamburger Helper. You know what I'm saying? So she was in a groove then. So I was like, okay, this is a little better. But then she started, like, branching on her own, trying to make spaghetti one time, and she was just bland as shit. And somebody told her, you got to put sugar in it.
Oh, so she put a lot of sugar in it.
Too much sugar in it.
Sweet meat.
Yeah. I'm like, because I ate it one time. I'm like, fuck. I mean, I was feeling kind of, like, you know, jittery, whatever. I ate it one time.
And then the next time, jittery.
I saw her, like, she started browning the meat, and this time she was doing a skillet, whatever. And I left around the corner. I came back around the corner. I saw her pouring the sugar like she was making a gallon of Kool-Aid. I'm like, what the fuck? And that's what it was. Like, she was trying to make it sweet to taste, whatever.
Wait, but why was she putting that much motherfucking sugar in it?
Somebody told her. I don't know. I think they told her to put sugar in it, and she just didn't know how to, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
A whole lot of people say they like putting sugar in it. Do you put sugar in your spaghetti sauce?
No.
I don't either, but a whole lot of people say they put sugar in Sloppy Joe's, they put sugar in spaghetti sauce. Like, my cousin does that.
It makes it sweet.
I don't want my sauce to be sweet. I saw a nice little recipe for spaghetti that I'm going to try this week, but do you put cilantro in your meat?
No.
Somebody told me to put cilantro. I gotta get
all that spice shit, like the garlic and do the garlic.
Yes, I need the garlic. I need to chop the garlic up. I need to chop the green onions up. I need to chop the onions up, the green peppers, the onions, garlic. I gotta put a little Lowry seasoned salt in there. I gotta put a little.
Yeah, I gotta
shit.
Get all of that.
Yeah, I gotta get all of that. Oregano, Italian spices. I gotta get it all.
Somebody did this spinach artichoke mac and cheese. And
okay, you doing too much.
But the way they cooked me this, the way they
is that garlic?
That's garlic. So they did the garlic, and I like the way they did the spinach. See that?
That's how I get my spinach with garlic.
Yeah, and I would stop there.
And butter.
But I like artichokes too. So I would stop there and just made it a side dish. Yeah. But they kept on going with the milk and the cream and the salt and the pepper. Yeah. And then here come the mayo.
Like, how long does that have to cook in order for the noodles to get?
Right. Like, you're supposed to cook the noodles first and then pour them in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because then everything is done for doing it.
And yeah. Look at that.
Oh, no. I don't know.
And then more cheese. And then they just put the whole thing in.
I feel like it's about to clog up my arteries.
Yeah. But look, I mean, I wouldn't push it all
out. About to dip it? What you going to do? Just eat it with a, eat it with a fork?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah. I still believe that. What's the name? I love like a good spinach artichoke dip. Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Put a little sour cream on top. Maybe have a little salsa on the side.
Yeah.
That's kind of. Do you get some? You can't order none right now.
No, I'm left nowhere, man. No.
You don't have.
I got groceries in there. I went grocery shopping.
Where?
All them groceries in there. There's some snacks in there. If you want some.
Yeah, because I didn't see anything in the refrigerator.
I told her, I was like. Folks will come up here now looking. No, I'm not single because it's food in here.
Yeah, I was about to. Well, I wouldn't have guessed that by looking in your fridge today.
Look
that's
in the cabinets.
Okay. Because that's what I was like. I was like, is somebody over here? Because.
You know.
How does she feel about this refrigerator?
First of all, you know I don't drink no nasty ass almond milk.
I didn't even look at that. I was looking at this peach juice because I didn't know if you. I was like, peach juice?
Yeah, that's not mine. I don't use that in my vodka.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
You know, some things I can overlook, but then some things I can't.
I get it.
That I was just worried about her because I'm just trying to figure out what you're going to do with this refrigerator.
I have. See, that's the thing. We've been ordering food too much. Not too much because I'm
lazy. Like, listen, when you don't have to worry about kids anymore.
Boom.
When you don't have to worry about children anymore, I don't be like, listen, I don't even care, like, if you eat hot dogs all day. Yeah. Like. You can live off of whatever. Yeah. The only reason why I be tripping is because I be coming up here expecting some food.
I don't know why you do that.
Because you used to cook.
I used to.
Yeah. And it's a shock. Look at his teeth. Is that Diddy? You missed it.
Everything must change. Nothing stays the same.
Everything must change. Yeah. No, you get better.
No.
What? You get better.
That's the problem that I've had. And I think there's going to be an awakening coming. And I may be about to lose.
Some friends?
Yeah.
Why? Because you're not single no more?
Because you don't do the stuff you used to do. Well, first of all, I owe you nothing. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody tell you to get used to shit that ain't nobody told you to get used to. Come on now.
Ain't nobody tell you to get used to shit that nobody told you to get used to.
You act like I'm a bus and you on a bus stop. Like, this nigga's supposed to be coming. No, I'm not a bus.
Here you go.
I'm just saying.
Here you go. That's stupid. I mean,
these folks be based in reality. Yeah. Like, me having somebody that should affect your life when I owe.
Here we go. Here we go talking about this bullshit. All right,
my bad.
Like, everybody.
I'm talking about you.
No, I know you're not talking about me. Hey, even if you were, I would just have to let you know. Like,
yeah, you cool.
I would just have to let you know.
Is that
I just need.
Is that a sock? No, what is that?
It's a head wrap.
Oh, okay.
I just need you to cook that meal one time.
What
like,
meal?
At least once a month.
What meal?
That little tortellini.
Can I come over to your house and you have something cooked for me? No. What would your old dude, what'd your old man say if I walked up in there and be like, hey, I'm going to your refrigerator. Like, damn, Mo, you going to cook something? What'd he say?
No.
Yeah, I couldn't even get through the door, could I?
Yeah.
I never met this guy.
You never met him. No. You could get through the door, though. He'd probably be like, hey.
Oh, you, Brian. Huh.
No, he wouldn't care. He'd be like, yeah, what's
Mo
up?
Mo said you was 5'2". You weighed 230. You're a pretty solid dude. Mo kind of lied to me.
He's not going to say nothing like that.
Mo like.
He wouldn't even care. Mm-hmm. He'd be like, what's up? What's up, bro? What's up? Just like he was. Just like how he did with the other people.
Like, what's up, fake boyfriend? How you doing? That's what
I'm saying. Yeah. He comment. He wouldn't even care. He'd probably be like, boyfriend. Stop. He'd be worried about boyfriend.
Oh, would he? Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Fake boyfriend. FB.
Stan Lee died. Ain't that some shit?
That is crazy.
The man 95. I mean, come on. Let's
not act like he's supposed to live forever.
Right.
I mean, his movies will. His he got a family, right?
I'm quite sure he had already filmed a bunch of scenes for the next 20 movies.
Right.
We gonna show up doing some crazy shit.
They got the last little Infinity War movie coming up next year. Ain't it next year?
They should have had his, you know what I mean, cool. They had him fade away. You know what I'm saying? At the end of it.
They probably will.
That would be cool.
That's gonna be horrible.
Yeah.
He was just in Venom when I went to go see Venom.
I saw Venom.
You did?
I forgot where he was at though. I saw Venom.
He was on the street.
Venom was pretty good.
Venom was pretty.
It was kind of silly though. I mean, I wouldn't say silly. It was more like a.
What's that dude's name? The actor Tom. Is his name Tom?
Yeah, that's
Bane.
Bane. Yeah.
That now I have to think. I have to tell you. I said now this has to be one of the oddest character transformations I've seen.
Bane to him.
Him, that his whole character in general.
But he was also on
to go through the movies that he's been in.
Mm-hmm.
Bane, I would have to say, has been the most interesting to me.
My favorite.
Like, how did he get from Inception to Bane? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
this nigga was a skinny ass.
The Caprio movie was my favorite one. The
Inception.
No.
He was in another movie with
the one with the Indians and stuff. What's the name of that one? Tom Hardy's his name.
Yes, Tom Hardy.
He
was in another movie with him.
Yeah, Leah. The one where they was out in the bear told what's name up. He was the guy.
He was in that movie too?
Yes, he was the guy.
God damn.
He was the guy with like.
I love Tom Hardy.
You know, he's already dead. You know, I don't know why we got to get him back home. You know, that motherfucker was cold-blooded in that movie.
I love Tom Hardy.
And I liked him in that one now. What did I forget the name of that one? Mad Max.
I don't know. He was also in a movie with Shia LaBeouf. He was Shia LaBeouf's older brother.
What was the name of that one?
It was a movie that not many too many people watched. But that nigga, he never died. He died at the end, but he got like slashed in the throat and everything and didn't die.
The Revenant.
That movie was crazy to see Leonardo movie. DiCaprio get ate up by that bear.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
But Tom Hardy, when he
Leonardo DiCaprio was he was a survivor too. That motherfucker didn't die. I thought he was gonna die. He never did.
Yeah, I just like to hear him talk. He was like talking so much shit. He was like, "We just need to go.
And
we
I
can't
love,
be sitting around. All of us gonna be dead."
I love Leonardo DiCaprio too.
Yeah, he a bad motherfucker.
That nigga has been.
He got on my nerves that movie about the beach though. I'm like, nigga,
what beach?
You never saw The Beach?
The movie about the beach.
It's called The Beach.
How new is it? Or old?
It's old. It's so they he was up in Thailand somewhere and ended up finding this beach, and this woman took him to this beach, and it was like a community of people. They all lived there, But around the beach was like drug lords. They had all kind of marijuana and all kind of poppy seeds and shit. Mm. And they wouldn't fuck with the folks in the thing as long as they didn't fuck with them. They're like, y'all can have this beach, just don't come fucking with us, whatever. This asshole up there going through they fields and fucking with them, taking their guns and shit.
Why?
He was insane. He was high. It was crazy. But it was a good movie.
Oh, no. No. I'm talking about, I saw him in...
But he got on my damn nerves.
That nigga has been... See?
So you go to Thailand, from Thailand. You look young as shit in that thing.
Yeah, what year was this?
2000.
1 year he just started looking old. You can't tell this is old because the transitioning...
Yeah, exactly. It's just like...
Just stupid. What the fuck?
Like they did this shit on that Microsoft video editor or some shit.
This to fucking Wolf of Wall Street to fucking Great Gatsby to fucking like Inception. This nigga has been. I think Inception is when he started looking old. Maybe because he gained a lot of weight. And I don't know.
Well, this movie's crazy. There you go. Fucking around with the goddamn drug deals and shit. Anyway.
Did he die?
Nah, look at that. So what happens is they come get you and they take you to the beach. You don't know where it's at. You know what I'm saying? But one guy.
You asked to go?
They interview or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So when one guy came, well, he was in this hotel room next to him. Was talking about it and he overheard him, so he went to go try to find the beach and he found it. And then they did all the crazy shit, but anyway, it was a paradise, is what it was.
I want to go to paradise, fuck all that,
right?
Take me to paradise,
right? But yeah, Revenant, that shit was crazy as hell.
You know, I got a long time.
Long time for what?
Before I go to paradise, I'll be just thinking about how many more years I got.
What the fuck you talking about? Where you finna go?
Before I'm done raising kids.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you got a long time. A
long ass time.
You gotta go to goddamn, you be one of the motherfuckers like me and the old girl was on the cruise and was in the adults only section. And we was laying down. Laying down. She jumped up like, what the fuck these kids doing up here?
That'll be
Sir,
kids are not allowed.
Please get these kids from up here, please. They throwing me off. They fucking me up with. I'm trying to be drunk and having a good time. These kids up here, and after a while, I'm like, yeah, get these motherfucking kids out here. Got to rub on this woman. He's got them kids poking their head around the damn cabana. Like cabana. I'm like, what the fuck? Where your fucking mom at? Go take your ass on.
That's what I be saying. Like, get your kids. Listen.
And they all be white, just be playing around. And the parents be over there just talking. Like,
I'm just oblivious. Tired. Listen, I am just so tired of motherfuckers. Like, there's a standard, I guess, like, of kid watching that needs to happen. Black people don't be watching their kids, but white people definitely don't be watching their kids.
No, like, we're in an adult
only section.
Like,
we're a different
section.
Kind of, like, watching kids.
Yes.
Like, you don't be watching kids, but as soon as somebody say something, everybody's allowed to whoop your kids' ass.
Just
drop that damn remote.
I'm gonna throw it over there.
Everybody's allowed to whoop your child's ass. Yeah. Like, I'd be like, hey, if you see him acting up, don't be afraid to tap them hand. You know what I'm saying? Something. Yeah. White people just be like, hey, don't touch him. Hey, well, bitch, get your motherfucking son. Why is he stepping on my toe?
Right.
Why is he pulling my clothes? Why is he pulling up from under my skirt? I need to figure out why your son is near me.
Right.
I don't do kids.
But especially when you paying good money to be away from kids and he go a fucking kid and you think,
ma'am,
he's okay. He's not gonna do anything. No, bitch, I don't want him up here. Can
oh,
you
he's
please?
Okay. No, he's not okay. That's why I told him to come. That's why I told you to come get him because I am being bothered. Talking about he's okay. I hate when people, oh, he's fine. Bitch, do I look like Nanny McPhee, get the fuck out of here. You didn't pay me. I paid to be on here alone.
I'm in my zone. I don't need kids.
No, it'd be like that all the time. The first thing they say is, no, he's okay. And what I'm saying, or she's okay. And what I'm telling you is that's not the point. The point is, get your fucking child away from me.
Yeah.
Because I don't know your baby. I'm nice with kids. But when it comes to doing shit like that, like in certain areas, kids shouldn't be around.
I'm drinking and I cuss a lot. And we finna take some clothes.
And it's not even
your child gonna see a dick.
It's not even that. I'm just trying to figure out why your son is people from behind my chair breathing down my neck. Yeah. Literally. Like, your son is right here. I look right here. He's right here.
Yeah.
And then you talking about he's okay. Why is he not over there with you looking at your titties? See, like, bye.
Yeah. Then the thing is, because I got it. I won't say I got into it. We had a discussion about people bring their kids to work. Okay.
Oh, I don't have a problem with that.
I have a fucking problem with it.
Unless they be running down the fucking hall
screaming.
No, it
doesn't matter. Take your fucking kid home, please.
Brian.
I used to sit in the car.
Brian.
My mom used to make me sit in the car.
But the whole work day? The whole work day? That's sad.
I would say the whole work day.
That's unfortunate.
But I used to be like, we get off from school, and the person who used to pick us up, when she couldn't pick us up, used to drop us off at her job. She would go unlock the car, roll down the windows. Y'all niggas stay in this car. Like, she could see us from her window. We not finna be in that running around and flipping off the shit and being in folks' offices.
How hot was it outside while you were in the car?
I mean, it wasn't just the summertime. I mean, it happened.
But in the summertime, what? Like,
I mean, back then, I don't even know. We kids. We sweat. We musty. We don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? We knew mama at work and we
can't.
Kids
die.
No, it wasn't. Nobody. Didn't no cat kids die back then.
Yes, they did. Y'all just didn't know about it.
These weak-ass kid lungs around here these days.
You are horrible. Damn.
How did she just fall?
I don't know. I got my foot on the cooler.
Must be a ghost kid in here.
Niggers.
But no, I get it. You're a mom. Sometimes you might have to take your kids to work.
No, it's what not I'm trying even, to tell no, you is, yeah, sometimes I do have to take my kids to work, but I will whoop my son's ass too at work.
I'm not even talking about that. It's but not I'm just saying, this is a place of employment. I am busy in my screen trying to figure out subnets, all kind of fucking firewall rules
but
and
now,
shit.
But you have to understand that we can't leave our kids in the car no more.
Take a fucking day off.
What if you can't?
Or tell your child,
what if you can't?
Stay in this cube. Don't be walking around everybody trying to say, hey, mister, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing, mister?
That's what I'm saying. You need to control your kids. And that's why I say I will whoop myself.
My dad works down in an office down. I don't give the fuck away from me.
Because I think that jobs need to have like Home Depot. Have you seen them? Home Depot has a school. Their headquarters, Home Depot has a daycare and a preschool. So yeah, that's where they stay. They stay there at the school. They stay, and then sometimes during holidays like Halloween and shit, they can come up and get candy from But other than that, like they stay at the school or at the daycare. You can bring your child to work because they have the daycare. That's where they go.
Excuse me, Mister. Would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies? What? Will you please get the phone? My dad works up on 12, and we're walking around seeing if we can get. I'm like, I don't even know what to say sometimes. I just be looking. I'm like, what are you doing here?
Getting Girl Scout cookies. What the fuck?
What are you doing here? No, I don't want your Girl
Scout
cookies.
Selling Girl Scout cookies.
No.
Mm-mm. But I get it, but I also understand how kids can come to work. I just need y'all to control y'all kids.
Like, what's nice, so they bring kids, they dogs, cats, they get all kind of shit to work. I said I would lose my fucking mind.
Like, people really be bringing their dogs to my
I know. That's what I'm talking about. That's
talking to. The dog.
And she was like, "What's wonderful?" I said, "No, I could not work." BT, you need to stop being so harsh and so close-minded. It's not being close-minded. You guys do a completely different job.
Yeah.
Than what I have to do.
Yeah.
I make one fucking mistake. Half of the United States.
You said half the United States.
Well, no, all the United States won't have burger. Me won't have roast beef sandwich. I won't have a job because Mindy's walking around here asking folks if they want some fucking Girl Scout cookies. Excuse me, mister.
They should have a sign.
You have some crayons.
Do not access denied.
Like on Fogo. We went to Fogo the other day. And I didn't know I had the little thing you flip over to say you want meat and shit. Mine was flipped over, so I'm talking and shit. Like, you want some? No, man, no. Because I had forgot where I had put it. They kept coming by. They wanted me to eat some of that goddamn beef so bad. I couldn't do it.
Why not?
I don't like eating a lot of beef. Lamb came by. Oh,
you ate that.
chicken legs and the lamb, and they had some.
The beef is heavy on your. It's heavy
it's
on
the
your
middle
system.
Of the day. I don't want. To do
I
that.
Can't do beef I definitely can't do pork.
They had some good pork, but they had lamb steaks. Oh, the lamb steak was good. They had lamb chops. They had the chicken. They had, what else though? I said, bring me all your exotic meats, please. I got some zebra back there.
Zebra?
Give me some exotic. Ostrich?
Do you have some bison?
I don't want no bison. Bison's too gamey.
Is it too gamey? Yeah. I feel like it's light.
You got some venison? I get some deer if y'all had some venison back
deer
there.
Deer meat.
Yeah.
Deer meat burger.
Yeah.
Damn, what's going on over here?
You said deer meat. Is it a ghost catch all over there?
Yeah. I think there's a ghost in the studio.
Did you see that on Netflix?
What?
The The Hill House?
Yes, I watched it.
I watched all that
shit. My dad came in town and me and my sisters watched the whole thing. Because I couldn't watch it by myself.
It was good, right? It was good.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, I like it.
I thought it was good until the end.
What was on the end?
I don't know. Then I was like, all that shit for it to end like happy?
That wasn't happy?
I felt like it ended happy. But it was weird because I was like, oh, the daddy died? I'm like, I was so confused. I was like, he must have died. Where he died?
What you mean the daddy died?
The daddy died at the end.
A lot of them died. The old woman came back to the house. Who was the whatchamacallit? He was dead. She was dead, and he laid down, and he died too.
The girl with the chili bowl cut, I thought she was dead already.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what was going on
the
whole time.
I thought that was a ghost.
I'm like, all these motherfuckers dead. They just walking around, don't even know it. You know what I'm saying?
I thought that was a ghost. The mother killed her with rat poisoning.
Yeah.
And I thought that woman was a ghost because nobody saw her. Well, we saw her, but nobody else saw the little girl that was always in his bed.
Yes, I thought
that was a ghost of the house.
I did too.
Originally.
No, but it came out, it was the daughter of the two girls in the woods. And she was, he said, this girl in the woods.
And that's crazy because that was the dude that was helping him fix that house at that time.
So you killed the fucking, the man only had one child and you killed that daughter.
Yeah, because that daughter was dead. The oldest one they had died, stillborn.
Yeah. So I was thinking, wait a minute. That's what I thought. I thought that that baby was the girl that was in the woods. I'm like, oh, he playing with a girl in the woods. That must be the stillborn daughter
that grew up.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking in my head.
Yeah, because ghosts grow up.
Yeah, well, you know, hey.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. It came full circle.
That show, if y'all have not watched The Haunting of Hill House, watch it. It's like, what, 10 episodes?
And we just told y'all everything that happened. I'm sorry.
10 episodes.
Spoiler alert.
Well, I mean, it was a lot of twists and turns that you have to watch it in order to get the full concept. Because that, the bent neck lady.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
That fucked me up.
Did it?
Yeah, because I think I guessed it before it happened, but it was just the fact that when it happened, it fucked me up because it went all the way back to the beginning.
Every time that, that's crazy. Anyway, yeah, I saw that shit. That shit was good. And I'm caught up on House of Cards almost. I've been watching
that. I have never watched that.
It's getting a little flaky, you know. I didn't want to watch it because of the season we were in, the whole election shit. But I'm going to watch this shit.
Do we still not have a governor? Do we still not have a governor?
Nah. You know what? I was like, I'm not even going to get excited about this. I don't want to be disappointed. And I'm like, no, you got to be positive. She's going to win. I'm like, but the way that it went,
it just doesn't make sense on why the shit, like, it just doesn't make sense.
But the thing is, it's like, we get our hopes up high. And we still need to go vote every time we need to go vote.
Yeah.
But it's just a season of disappointment. Disappointment builds character, so we're getting a lot of character built right now. Like, this nigga is like the worst person alive. He like, I'm the only one that can go talk to Trump. Man, fuck Trump. We ain't finna vote for you because you can go talk to him.
Well, about 90% of white men and women did, so.
Yeah. Well, how about Kentucky? Not Kentucky. Yeah, Louisville, the only fucking blue speck on the whole goddamn state.
It's Louisville.
I'm like, bitch.
It's Louisville.
I'm like, look at this blue speck shit. What the fuck going on in Kentucky?
And that's why, like, literally, because when old girls said that, I was like, that's exactly true. Because we make sure everybody's like, you from Kentucky? I'm from Louisville.
Yeah, that's crazy shit.
We always do that. Like, that is true. That's why we say that. Because it just does not make sense.
That's a shame.
That's it. Yeah, the only blue speck out of the whole state.
Same thing with Missouri. Missouri the same way.
Now, I don't even know nothing about Missouri except for St. Louis. Is that
St.
it?
St. Louis is blue.
Was the blue speck. Yeah.
Just like Atlanta. Atlanta is blue.
The blue speck out of the whole state. Yeah. That's what they're talking about. Everybody's like talking about Georgia got a lot of black people. No, Atlanta has a lot of black people.
Right.
Everywhere else in Georgia does not.
They have a lot of white people who act black everywhere else.
They want black tendencies.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know what acting black is.
You won't let me use that word. You say you don't like that word.
I don't like that phrase when you say act black because I just be like, you're using a stereotype.
You never, okay.
Yeah, when I was younger, I understand what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
But I can't really go for that anymore.
Okay.
Well, they have black tendencies.
What are
black tendencies? Like they want to listen to trap music.
Just the way they
wear their hair and braids.
They have a sense of
the slang.
Security. About themselves that they shouldn't have.
Oh, shouldn't.
No, they shouldn't have it.
Why?
Like, I'm hood. Like, I can, even though they've never been in the hood.
Some have.
I mean. Tummy.
Is it hard? Is
tummy
it,
on power ain't never been. You know what I'm saying?
But his character has.
His character has.
But Tommy has been, was born and raised in the hood.
Yeah. But he gonna, if you meet him on the streets, he's not that guy.
Yo, like, have you heard Hardwick. Him talk in real life?
Yeah. Have you seen that movie? He was like, what was he? Transgender on that movie?
I think so.
Yeah. I'm like, he's an actor. Just like old boy Hardwick. What's his name?
Yo, like, for him to embody so much soul, though, for that role.
Yeah. He's not. He's an awful actor. The way he talks and shit, just like, who trained him to talk like that?
He did a good job. Because
no. That's not a good acting job.
Yes, it is. It is. No. A white man at that, with red hair.
Michael Rapaport has a better. I believe he's more black than Tommy would ever be.
Okay,
but he did the whole. You know Michael Rapaport, right? Yes. I get put it. Make him be Tommy. I like him. Yeah. Oh, the dude from Law and Order. The guy from he played on Oz, Law and Order. The man Mayhem. You know Mayhem from the Allstate commercials? Was that you know about Mayhem, the white guy?
With the bald head.
He ain't bald.
Allstate commercials. Oh, yeah, Mayhem.
Yeah,
I know him.
Yeah.
I'm a tree limb.
Yeah, exactly. He plays some good parts where he be acting like a kind of urban guy.
I'm a tree limb. Yeah. All of a sudden the lightning strikes and boom, I'm on your car.
He does a better job than Tommy.
You so stupid. You was looking at, you know you didn't spell Mayhem right?
I know I didn't. That's why I clicked off of it real quick.
We have bigger problems. We have bigger fish to fry.
But yeah, that's funny as shit.
Listen, I saw something today. Speaking of, you know I got off the subject of cooking. Do you know I saw some white woman making some damn tamales de dulce on there with some fucking Oreo crust.
Stop.
With sweet potato filling and tamales.
I saw that. When I saw it,
and then she put fucking activated charcoal in the crust and then steamed the corn husk. And then
I saw it and I'm like, that look good. Then I said, what's that orange stuff in the middle? And then I saw her put that fucking, I said, no, I didn't even watch it all. I just stopped. I'm not even interested.
That's when somebody said, I'm calling the police. You know, interested. The Spanish community was like, bitch.
I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Who said, somebody said, who's he has this?
Who's he?
Who's he has this?
That's funny. That's funny.
Because I'm not doing this. Yeah. Like, no. I'm telling y'all, please be aware. Your coworkers are gonna try to bring in their new dishes that they feel like.
Everybody got cats.
A 5-star rating because they mama everybody. But let me tell y'all something. All they friends are white. All they coworkers are white. And everybody that approved those dishes are white. So don't you dare pick up a fork and take a bite out of anything.
Y'all might get ready for all of these who made this cakes. Video post.
Oh, I made a strawberry shortcake. Don't do it. Mm-mm. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm not even.
I eat out of one. You know what? I've only eaten one coworker's food. One of my coworkers' pasta. She was white.
Pasta. Is it cold pasta?
Cold pasta. But listen. I'm going to tell you why. She makes it at work. And she makes it with gloves.
I don't give a fuck how your feelings are when you bring me something to eat. I'm going to say no thank you.
It's some pasta salad. I don't be turned down on pasta salad.
I don't give a
fuck. I will. If it comes already pre-made, I will.
No.
Like, I don't know what you do with that.
Butter. I don't like pasta. I don't like any mayonnaise-based anything.
It wasn't mayonnaise. It's Italian dressing.
What's in Italian dressing?
The liquid kind.
Mayonnaise.
The liquidy kind?
Mayonnaise.
Not in creamy. Not in house Italian.
Oh, it went creamy?
No, it's the fucking, I'm telling you, it's the Italian dressing with the garlic and
that's
the
okay. I don't give a fuck. I will do, I will just, I don't care how hungry I am. You know how you go to somebody's house, you're real hungry, like.
Now, hungry to my point, is my stomach burning? Because mine is right now.
Yeah.
I might have to make a salad.
Oh, I thought you said you got to go to your stomach where you got to go to the bathroom.
No, I've been having to do that lately, like. I have to go through a detox or something. It's just
I thought about doing the
Art food. Garden. The food that I don't know if it's like the food that I've been eating lately because you know I didn't gain them pounds, but it's just like
go get your colonic.
Yeah, I might have to go do that because I'm just trying to figure out.
Is that
like,
some women do only?
I just have to figure out why my body is just I can't. Like, the food, everything I eat is just like, it don't taste the same. Everything is too salty and too sugary. Is that what happens with everything?
Wait a minute.
It can't be nothing
else. Let's add it up.
It can't be nothing else.
Things taste different.
Yeah.
You gained 10 pounds.
Listen, I wanted some, we made some buffalo chicken dip. My friend made some buffalo chicken dip. It was good. But the tortilla chips just taste like nothing but pure salt. Like, it was, I just was like, it's so much salt on this, these tortilla chips.
Well, maybe it was the brand.
Tostitos. They salty?
I don't know.
But cereal, fruity pebbles.
Who eats that?
I do. Banana. It tastes like pure sugar.
Because fruity pebbles are pure sugar.
But they didn't used to taste like that.
You used to be 12 and me 5. You needed the sugar.
Shit. Now I'm over here like, damn. It tastes like pure sugar. It tastes like fruit more.
When you were 6, you slept for 12 hours, so you needed the energy to get you up. So you had pure sugar in your bowl.
Nigga.
That's the trick.
So
who
I'm just
eats stuff like that when they damn 31?
I mean, I got like 3 kids in my house.
What they gonna do with you?
I eat kid food. What you mean? Chicken nuggets and shit? I eat.
Those are not nuggets. You know what's been killing me? This shit. Oh, I gotta look. I'm sorry. I gotta look this up because I want people to understand this shit. I want to.
Chicken nuggets.
It's not chicken nuggets.
What? Hold from Chick-fil-A?
No. Let me show you. Hold on.
I know Chick-fil-A's chicken nuggets be salty as fuck, but I'm just saying. You know Chick-fil-A puts pickle juice in their batter?
No.
That's why it tastes like a.
I don't know.
Like the chicken be kind of salty. It's pickle juice.
Oh my god! Hold on. I want to look this up. Because I want everybody to hear this
No, I'm not going. I'm not doing that. Because why do they got 10 nuggets for a dollar?
First of all, I want you to listen to what they say. If I can find this fucking video.
I will never.
Hold on.
My mama used to make my son tear them shits up.
Did he?
Yeah, he used to tear them shits up. That's why I'd be like, well, that's probably why he got something going on. Because what the fuck he said?
Anyway,
the point is they're selling 10 chicken nuggets for $1.
No, they're not. Read what this says. Read what it say.
Burger King is selling 10 nuggets for $1 as fast food chain slash prices in battle for butter.
What are they selling for $1?
10 nuggets.
Okay.
Because they didn't say chicken?
Exactly.
They didn't say
That's
chicken
why I'm
nuggets.
Trying to find the actual commercial, because they never say the word chicken. They say 10 nuggets for $1. Even on the commercial, they say 10 nuggets for $1. And I'm up here telling, I said, did you hear that?
Look, am I crazy? 10 Burger King chicken nuggets for $1.
That's not on the commercial.
Chicken nuggets. Burger King spicy nuggets. $1.49 nuggets. The real reason behind McDonald's and Burger King chicken.
Anyway,
filler.
Don't go eat that shit. Stop eating kids' food. I used to, one of my friends, I took a shot.
You used to work at a restaurant, so you know what kids' food is.
No, actually.
What about these mice that they found in these bags of buns at Wendy's?
I didn't know anything about that.
And one of the workers reported it. She recorded it.
Again, that's a mice. They get into the bread. It's cold outside. Ooh. Yeah, it's cold outside. Like, anytime you pull up to a restaurant, you see them little black boxes with the little doors on them. They got rats. You know, the little black boxes be sitting outside by the drive-thru.
They got the little poison on it and stuff.
Yeah, they got to go in and they never come out because it's poison and then they eating shit in there. Yeah, they got rats. Yeah. Restaurant I used to work with, they used to have some bad roaches. Some bad roaches in the Cap D's, 3rd Avenue West in Birmingham. I don't even know if
it's still open.
I don't know if it's still there or not.
I hope not.
But that place used to have so many goddamn roaches. You had to shake your goddamn clothes when you walked out the door. And rats, oh my God, downtown Birmingham, Captain D's, on the south side. It's torn down now, but it used to have so many goddamn rats. It used to be more homeless. There used to be more rats and homeless people around there. That's all used to be around those homeless people. Yeah, it was bad.
No.
It was bad.
And they sold food for how long? And everybody knew?
Every restaurant that you go to got rats. What you talking about?
No, not Ocean Air.
Ocean Air is downtown Atlanta. Yes, they have rats. I guarantee
you. No.
Okay.
No. Okay. No, they don't have rats.
You're trying to tell me like in New York, all the fine dining establishments in New York, they don't have any rats whatsoever. Really? There's more rats in Manhattan than people. There's like 10 times more rats than people.
But why do they have so many rats?
What you mean why? Because what they happened? Rats have rats gestation period is a short period of time. So meaning within a few, what, a month? If no, I need to look that up. How long does it take for a rat? What is the rat's gestation period? What is a rat's gestation period? Look at how I fill in the blanks there. Mm. 21 days.
A brown rat is 21 to 24. Black is 23. Polynesian is 21 to 24. Basically, like 21 to 24.
2 weeks into the pregnancy, mother's going to start showing. That is so fucking crazy.
So that's 3 weeks?
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to figure out how to gather. White people?
What, rats?
Brought them over from the, from
no, rats were from here. The ships. Rats were here.
White people brought them over from the ships.
I believe rats were here already.
When they landed here.
You know, back in the day, we were all connected, and then we just all broke out. The, you don't know about that. Like, we were one continent, then it broke up.
Pangea.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Look at you. Smart girl.
Nigga.
How you so smart and your head so low? I mean, you smart girls have big heads. That's what I'm saying.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's why you like big-headed girls back in the day.
Well, I don't. Obviously, it didn't work out. So.
No, it did not.
Yeah, so maybe they weren't that smart.
Right. No, they were smart.
Maybe they didn't have common sense, but just book sense.
They left my ass.
So yeah, so probably. They was probably like, bitch, I'm out.
Yeah, this nigga too dumb. I can't keep on bringing him up. Anyway, but yeah, rats everywhere. In fast food places, what somebody said, you should never eat out of a window. Like, you shouldn't go get your food out of a window. Yeah, don't do that.
I do sometimes. I can't say that. I'm not going to sit there and lie and say that I don't. I go to Chick-fil-A often.
I don't know why we elevate Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is delicious.
Chick-fil-A is delicious, but it's hella, like, not healthy. It's not. Hella not healthy.
Yeah, it's not. Just because they nice to you, they feeding you poison, just like that woman on right. That house hill.
They just nice.
Let's have a tea party. What?
Bitch, that lady, that bitch was foaming at the mouth, and people was looking like, what the fuck is wrong with her? That little baby was foaming at the mouth. What?
And I'm so anxious. I'm like,
who pushed the?
Who's gonna drink it first?
I was like, oh, obviously we know it wasn't the kids because the kids were still alive at that point. Yeah. So we were just trying to figure out who drank it first. Is this the point when she's gonna die?
Yeah, right.
Like, yo, that was so scary.
She was crazy.
I watched fucking Hereditary. Have you seen that?
No.
Listen, that movie wasn't scary. It was scary.
Wait a minute. I did watch that. That was the nun thing. What movie is it? Oh, that was The Nun.
It's called The Nun. Yeah.
Duh.
Okay, yeah.
Hence, women leave me because I'm dumb.
Yeah. Who's the nun, nun thing? The Nun.
Yeah, I went to go see that at the movies. That was crazy.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to see that.
It tied into all those other, I forget the name of those movies, but.
The Conjuring?
The Conjuring, yeah.
So it was part of that?
All connected, yeah. The Conjuring.
I ain't never seen that either.
Oh, okay.
Listen, anything called The Conjuring, I'm not going to see.
It was good.
Conjuring up my damn third eye to have fucking dreams and bad spirits.
I watch it all over here. So I mean, I watch it here. Like, you just pull it up and boom, and watch it.
No.
Oh, speaking of movies.
You was here by yourself.
I'm a grown-ass man. It's a movie.
So what? Grown-ass men are not immune to fucking bad spirits.
It's a movie.
And bad energy. Do you know what people have to put behind to come up with this type of shit? Do you know what have to people think about this type of shit? They got to think about some really dark things.
A clown in the fucking gutter. He's like dark. Yeah, I guess it's your imagination. You know what I'm saying? You think they sell
Who thinks about the scary shit on a daily basis?
You think they're selling their soul to the devil to come up with stories, is what you're saying?
I didn't say that. I'm thinking that they already got something going on, not selling it.
You couldn't write you could not write a horror movie. You couldn't. You know what's scary? My the bank account. Not having a damn job, have to pay bills. That's what's scary to me.
I couldn't write.
Let me walk over this bitch and somebody turn their head to the wall looking down with a goddamn nothing but black on. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, my bank account's scarier than that. Shit, it's almost the first of the month. Are you here for the Airbnb?
No. You said what Diddy was talking about when he was
he was on a clown.
Yeah, I'm talking about. Well, I guess that's kind of true, but at the same time, nigga, no, I'm scared of all that shit.
Yeah. Did you see that shit? What is it? When you take your girlfriend or boyfriend to a place and then you see if they're going to flee or not.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of that?
Like Ghost. It's not Ghost of Stay. It's what y'all do.
be a bae or some shit like that.
Yeah, something like that. And they put them in situations and they see if they're going to, like, help out. One
of those, they was funny as shit. The black bitch, she ran the fuck out of there. The dude just stayed there.
Right.
They were, I forget what's the name of it. I can look it up, but it was funny as shit. Like, they went to a hotel and the guy was in, like, this hotel is haunted. Just so y'all know it's haunted, but y'all good for y'all, look, for sticking it out. Then he left. And then somebody kept on banging on the door. So they went and looked at the door when nobody had shut the door again. It started banging on the door again. So the guy went and looked at it again. And so he went on the other side of the room and they banged again. So the girl walked to open up the door and she opened it up. And then when she turned around, it was a guy dressed up like a ghost standing behind her boyfriend. And he was like, who is it? You know, like the ghost was behind. That bitch took off. That shit was so funny. And it was like she didn't say shit. She just saw it and just ran her ass out. They had this little bitty white girl. When she saw that shit, she ran at that motherfucker finna fight his ass. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, look at this little this was a thick black chick too. She took the fuck off. And she had one of you know how the odd couple with the big ass girl with the little skinny ass boyfriend. The big chick took off with the little skinny boyfriend. That this boyfriend was shorter than the goddamn ghost. I'm like, that shit. That shit was funny as shit. Like, I guess that ain't your baby, huh?
You said she ran.
She said. Then they thought they called it like it was a joke. It's a joke. I don't even know what I could do if I got to ran like that. So anytime I said, just fight. Just fucking fight. That's all you gotta
I'm
do.
I'm not fucking fighting shit. I'm out of there. Yeah. I'll be like, come on. Like, you can come.
Go grab him or something. Yes. Yeah.
Come on.
That shit was funny. I don't even know. Exactly. You better move.
Bitch, what? Come on. What the fuck are you talking about?